Welcome to you all to our Sunday worship on this 31st day of October, Halloween, and so tomorrow, All Saints Day. Welcome to you, the saints of God. Today is also Reformation Sunday, and we reflect on how the Reformed Church is always reforming, always changing, always meeting new challenges. Appropriate as COP26 begins its deliberations, gathering together the nations of the world seeking good things for God's world. Let us worship God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. Bring your praises to God. Let your voices sing out. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. Put your trust in God, for God is always with you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. God's love will lift you up and set you free. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul.
Let us pray. Eternal God, we are made in your image and we come humbly to bow before you and offer this time of worship. Star maker, mountain builder, tree planter and life giver, how amazing is all creation, how wonderful and full of mystery and uniqueness. We cannot help but be in awe of all that you have made and all that you continue to reveal of yourself through your creation. We are made to worship you, to love you heart, mind and strength, to devote ourselves to caring for all creation always. The time you have given us here is precious and not to be wasted. Forgive us for the times we have forgotten this and misused our time in senseless or selfish pursuits. Creation is a gift to be enjoyed and savoured. Forgive us for the times we have ignored its beauty or failed to protect it. Lord, in your mercy, forgive us and help us to accept that we are forgiven. Encourage us to keep the faith and to return to the pursuit of creating together with you and caring for all creation. Amen.
Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. The Greatest Commandment. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding and with all your strength, and to love your neighbour as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions.
Over the next few weeks, we're going to be focusing on some of the Psalms towards the end of the book, right there in the middle of the Bible. The last five Psalms in the Psalter, in the book of Psalms, all begin with the same Hebrew word. It's one of those Hebrew words that you do know, hallelujah. It's rendered in the Good News Bible as praise the Lord. When thinking about preaching on the Psalms, I always hear the voice of one of my university professors saying, "The Psalms are to be sung, not to be read, and never to be preached upon." And there is a sense in which we simply must allow the words of the psalm to speak for themselves. And yet, maybe a few things worth saying around this psalm on this 31st, last day of October, on the eve of All Saints' Day, a day which is also remembered around the Reformed churches as Reformation Sunday, the day when in 1517 Martin Luther would initiate what became the Reformation. And we remember that as a church we are not just reformed, but reforming and always changing. And that sense of changing is, of course, so apt on this day as we mark the beginning of COP26, the 26th annual United Nations Summit, bringing together leaders and scientists and people of influence from virtually every nation of the world. And it is something that should be deeply significant for us as Christian folk, as we think on what it means to care for and love all of creation. Alongside Psalm 146, today we turn to a gospel passage where Jesus, in conversation, was asked about the greatest of the commandments. And the conclusion, from words, ancient words, known and still known and loved by the Jewish community, words known as the Shema, from the first Hebrew word, another Hebrew lesson for us there, Shema Israel. Hear, O Israel, love God and love your neighbour as yourself. And as we think on All Saints and reforming and COP26, what does it look like in our world today when we really commit to loving God and loving our neighbour as much as we love ourselves? What is at the heart of our faith? I wonder, can you think of things and people that you have faith and trust in? One of the things that Psalm 146 challenges us to reflect upon is that sometimes the world, earthly leaders, can let us down and are not worthy of our faith and our trust, that rather we should put that in Almighty God, the Creator and Sustainer of all things. Having said that, to be human is to have faith in our shared humanity, to trust those with whom we share life and love and planet Earth. On this eve of All Saints' Day, we remember that we do share in common the hope that we really are the daughters and sons of God, the saints, the citizens of heaven, seeking to understand God's will and God's purposes for all. And maybe that means change, reforming, changing our habits, our holy habits, growing in our faith. Are we in a different place in our relationship with God from where we were this time last year? Are things challenging us in our faith, our belief, the understanding of what it is to seek God's will? COP26 brings to the world great challenges. And I hope it brings hope for an even better future. Sometimes I think folk think that climate change is about changes in the weather. It's about so much more than that. It's about changes in our lifestyles, in the choices that we all make. Change in life for us all. I'm looking forward to engaging in the things of COP26. I'm not going through to Glasgow, but around our own communities, particularly in Morvern, where there are so many things going to be happening over the next fortnight, and I commend that to you. And do have a good look at the church website, aksm.org.uk/COP26, points towards some of those things and what we're doing around the church, encouraging all to think on how it impacts our faith, how this COP26 climate change stuff is precisely to do with what it means to love God and to love our neighbours. I hope you'll pray for those who gather in Glasgow, for those delegates with influence and the possibility of creating the decisions to commit to the ideas of the Paris Agreement of a few years ago. Climate change, I believe, many believe, although there are the naysayers who discredit some of what the scientists say, climate change is going to have the greatest and most devastating impact on those that we are called to love, for those on the margins, the poor, the vulnerable. And Psalm 146, that psalm of praise, reminds us of God's plan and purpose that has a special place for the poor, the oppressed. Climate change is going to impact upon us all, but it will disproportionately affect those living in extreme poverty. And so as Christians, taking action and caring about the climate should always be a way to live out the call to love God and to love others as God loves us. Recently, around the peninsulas, some of the children received a messy church bag and a number of things themed around this harvest time and thinking on creation. And within the messy church bag was a climate action bingo sheet. And it's a really good summary of some of the very simple, practical things that all of us can do and maybe are already doing that make a difference in our world and address the huge need to do the things that will contain global warming. Maybe it is also about warning. Plant a tree, using renewable energy, taking shorter showers, switching off lights when they're not needed, not using single-use plastic, insulating our homes, using a bicycle rather than jumping in the car, using reusable bags when we go shopping, recycling, taking time to work out what things can be recycled, drying clothes outside rather than running the tumble dryer, picking up litter, composting, using public transport, using the second-hand shops, cutting down on the flying, the flights, and maybe turning the heating down a bit in our homes. All those little things do matter immensely. Love God, love neighbour, as we love ourselves. Can I invite you this week to take time each day to ponder again that Psalm 146. Pick up your Bible. If you open it right in the middle, you're probably not going to be far off Psalm 146. Recite it to yourself a couple of times during the week and choose a different phrase each day to focus on, particularly thinking about the character of God celebrated in the psalm. Think about what that phrase means to you and what it reveals about God and reflect on those in whom you place your trust, your faith, and how that compares with the trust that you place in God. May God bless you all. May God richly bless all those who gather in Glasgow for COP26. May God bless us all in the habits, the decisions that we make as we love God and love all creation. Amen.
Let us pray. Help us to praise you, O Lord, with all our souls for as long as we live. Let us sing praises to you while we have breath. Our world is ruled by mortal men and women, people who make mistakes like we do, and too often their plans are short-sighted and do not look to the future. Their time is taken up with short-term agendas and day-to-day control of circumstances. Help us to understand anew, O Lord our God, that our trust must be in you and in the people you inspire to bring your kingdom to life. People like those who fight for justice, for the oppressed and vulnerable. People like those who teach us about your world and how to care for it. People who teach us about you and how we can follow in Christ's footsteps to live out the values of his kingdom. Eternal God of heaven, may earth sing your praises forever. May humanity praise your holy name and continue to create together with you until your kingdom is here and now. Amen.
With our prayers, we bring our offerings. We bring our intentions, our desires, our love for the world and all its people. We bring our time, our ability, our money. And we bring all our offerings and all our prayers together as we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen.
Shape the sun and the sky. On solid foundations established creation and gave it life. Everything made by design, crafted with wisdom divine, painted with purpose on your living canvas, making the world come alive. Praise the Lord, my soul. You are wonderful. All of creation breathes because of you. You have poured your heart into this work of art, and with breath you gave the world responds in praise.
care for the needs of the creatures beneath your watchful eye. You're our creator and king. Your goodness surrounds everything. Ruling with kindness and walking beside us, reigning in majesty. Praise the Lord, my soul. God, you are wonderful. All of creation praise because of you. You have poured your heart into this work of art, and with breath you gave the world response in praise.
And now go in the strength of God, who champions the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry, who releases the captive, who cares for the orphan, the widow, the stranger, who lifts up the downcast, who sustains in being all that there is. Go in hope, go in peace, go rejoicing and trusting in God, who calls you by name and whose blessing is yours forever. Amen.